Hello, my name is Sharon Howard, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Monday, December 29th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Luke 24, verses 1 through 12 from the NIV and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Luke 24, beginning with verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. My devotion is entitled, Best News Ever. What is the best news that you have ever received? I have thought a lot about it. Maybe when Larry said, "I love you," or when I heard the good news of Jesus offering for salvation and went forward to ask Jesus to be my Savior. It was at the Billy Graham Crusade. The choir started singing, "Just As I Am." And Dr. Graham said, "If you came in a bus, they will wait. You see, our church had rented city buses to take our church family to the crusade. He said, "Come now and make the decision to follow Jesus. Don't wait." And there on the field at Legion Field, I trusted Jesus as my Savior. Trusting Jesus is the best decision that I have ever made. There are so many times that I had good news that it's hard to pick one, but without a doubt, the women at the tomb heard some of the best news anyone has ever received when the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen." Can you imagine the immense sadness that Jesus' family and friends felt when he died on the cross? Family that grew up with Jesus, friends and disciples who knew he did not sin. They saw the miracles. Jesus showed compassion to people that most would forget or pass by. Jesus was fully God and fully man. And Jesus, our Savior, tried to prepare his friends that he was going to die and return 3 days later. But they did not truly understand. Then, that morning at the tomb, they realized that Jesus was alive. He had fulfilled prophecy. He fulfilled his promise. He is our living Savior. As I think about this passage, I want to remember several things. We serve a risen Savior, a Savior who loves us and a Savior who sacrificed his life so that we may live. We must tell the good news. The women went to tell the disciples. Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you." Go means as you are going. It is a command. Everything that we say and do should point people to Jesus. And I am with you always to the end of the age. God never leaves us. As we wait for the day when we will see Him in heaven, we can know that we are never alone. Let us pray. Father, thank you for Jesus and His willingness to die on the cross for my sins. Thank you that we do serve a risen Savior. Help us to be good witnesses and point others to you.